Next question is Betty Ann Davis, BETTYANN Davis, 10/14/56. Ms. Davis, the 68-year-old, very debilitated black woman who's bedbound. She's originally from Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N, Texas. She's single. She's been widowed, has two children. One passed away. She has an extensive history of tobacco abuse, but not alcohol in the past, period. Any paragraph? Patient's condition has taken a turn for worse in the past 4 to 6 weeks. She's staying in bed now most of the time. She's weak. She has a dysarthric speech. She's no longer able to walk. She was able to walk at one time with a walker. She has a contraction on the right side related to a stroke, and she's totally and completely bedbound. And sleeping 14, 16 hours a day. She has decreased weight, decreased appetite. Patient's condition is related, debility is related to her hepatitis B longstanding, which has been treated, but recently her doctor did a blood test in quotation and told her that she still has active hepatitis B, B as in boy, at this time, period. In the paragraph, she has significant end-stage liver disease, COPD, causing weakness, debility, swelling, and ascites, period. New paragraph. She's very anxious. She used to be on Xanax 2 milligram along with hydrocodone, but she's currently taking Klonopin 1 milligram a day. That's not helping her symptoms, period. New paragraph. She was on oxygen at one time. She has hyperventilation with O2 sats 88% with a pulse of 92 and blood pressure 110 over 50, period. She's allergic to trazodone, period. New paragraph. Medication includes albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day, Remeron 50 milligram a day, Talon number 3, which is not working, Klonopin 1 milligram twice a day, which is not working for her anxiety. She also appears yellow and with evidence of ascites, period. She's lost tremendous amount of weight. She's weak. She's ADL dependent, but bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinence, right-sided weakness, period. Period. An exam. She appears to be a 68-year-old woman who appears much older. Vitals as above. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft. Positive ascites, neurological non-focal contracture, right-sided upper extremity on the right side. Severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity. Assessment, 68-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age with history of end-stage hepatitis B, ascites, history of COPD, weakness, total debility, swelling of the abdomen consistent with ascites, weakness of the lower extremity, right-sided contraction related to previous injury and stroke. Patient recent blood work shows active hepatitis B, history of schizophrenia, chronic pain, anxiety. Patient would like a stronger pain medication than Talon number 3 and go back to her Xanax, which she hasn't been able to receive. Patient is also in need of oxygen. She appears hypoxic with hypoventilation with a dysarthric speech, period. New paragraph. Also in there, put down vaccination is up to date. Her daughter / caretaker. Patient is also in pain. Come back to assessment. Towel number 3 is not helping her symptoms and no longer able to get to the doctor's office. Is in desperate need of hospice and palliative care at home. She realizes that she has very little time to live and wants to be kept comfortable at this time period. Overall prognosis is quite poor, given her evidence of hepatitis B and end-stage cirrhosis and liver failure at this time. Thank you.